Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and you are listening to episode number 37. And today, we've got Matt, Josh, and Alex. What's up, guys?
Hey!
Hidey-ho.
Hey, I just want to start off today's podcast with saying we don't get enough reader mail. Everyone, please email your emails to our email, which is... What's your email?
WTpodcast@gmail.com.
We didn't get any emails this week. It's really sad.
We did not. We didn't get any praise for Scott Pilgrim, which is kind of disappointing.
Well, probably because, was it even up?
Yeah, it's been up for a few days.
Really?
Like two or three, I think.
I think like 2 days. I don't know. Adam's really slow getting these out. He's stupid.
Maybe they were busy watching Scott Pilgrim.
Let's hope so.
I hope so. Yeah.
I doubt that's happening.
I'm going to be optimistic today.
Sorry, episode 37!
Right. Matt.
What?
Have you been playing anything?
No, but guess what I did?
Lame.
I bought some more comic books. I've been reading a lot of comic books. I was at the... I tweeted a tweet.
Yes.
I was a tweeter this weekend.
You tweeted?
On Saturday, mm-hmm. I was out tweeting around the town. I posted to the Zelda Working Title Twitter about read comics in public day, which was Saturday, Jack Kirby's
Good.
Birthday.
Oh. I didn't know that.
You should have read the Twitter.
And I tweeted about it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And hopefully it spread the word. Hopefully more people were reading. I was in front of a Nordstrom's. I was reading Hellboy, Volume 3.
Boo.
You've even read the comics.
Wait, what's wrong with Hellboy?
Adam's stupid and has
Maybe
bad
nothing's
taste.
Wrong with the comics, but I don't... I
When's the last time...
Like
when did
movies.
You see the movie? You only saw the first movie.
Sometime... No, I saw... I like the second one better.
How do you not love...
But...
you fucking stupid.
Okay, moving on.
You liked
Alex.
Oh, yeah.
What games? You've been playing a lot.
Yeah, I've been, well, sort of. So, I went to my cousin's house and we played Castle Crashers from beginning
Wait,
to end.
Wait, your hot cousin?
Your hot cousin?
Yeah, my hot cousin.
Really?
Nice. Did you go see Scott Pilgrim with her?
No. I was thinking about it, but I didn't get a chance to. She still hasn't seen
that.
It, but her boyfriend's brother has.
Boo!
And he loves it. I'll be sure to spread the news about that, Matt.
He'll be dead by next week.
Sure.
No, he's got malaria.
Mark
guys.
My
it's
words.
Serious.
He's got a tumor. I'm kidding. Too soon?
Too soon.
9/11, never forget. but yeah, we went through the beginning and beginning to end of Castle Crashers. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
I built
nice.
A new computer with my brother. My brother taught me how to build a computer. And it's an awesome machine. I'm using it right now. And
tell us the specs.
It has a Intel i7 930 Linfield quad core processor.
That's good. How much was that?
That was like 280.
No way.
Yeah.
That seems very cheap.
It was very cheap. I got a Radeon HD 5870 1 gig video card. I got a 1 terabyte hard drive. There's 1 DVD ROM drive. I can't remember.
You didn't get a Blu-ray drive?
No, I was thinking about I might hold off till like the Blu-ray writers come out and then pick one of those up. But I know they're out, but they're really expensive. But the readers are surprisingly cheap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, yeah, those are like the... Oh, I got 6 gig. It has 6 gigs of RAM. DDR2 RAM.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, so overall...
That sounds like a pretty good computer.
I paid $1,500 for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Did you get a monitor with it?
No, I had a monitor already.
Okay.
But it was, you know, for the deal, I think I got a steal out of this because it was actually a really, you know, for what I got and what I paid for, it's really good because I would have had to pay probably $4,000 if I was to buy it from somebody.
Right.
And that also included like 180, I think it was, how much it was Windows 7. Like, I actually bought Windows 7, which was...
I think it's like 200-ish.
Yeah, that was like one of the larger parts of the purchase. So that's sort of like how to gauge how much this thing really is. But like...
Have you been using Windows 7 before?
I have it on my work laptop, which is pretty nice.
Okay.
It's not...
Yeah,
it's not,
you like it?
You know, I don't really see the difference between this and XP so much, but I haven't used it enough. But I guess I used a little bit of Vista. I didn't like Vista all that much.
Yeah, yeah.
For whatever reason. But, like, 7 is more similar to XP, and there's some nice functionality to it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's more... I think it's more accessible. But, so, I can't... I haven't tried running any old games, because I'm not sure if they're compatible. Some of them aren't. I really want to get Free Space 2.
Have you tried StarCraft 2?
No, I didn't get it yet.
Oh.
I did get... So, I got Modern Warfare, and I downloaded some Steam games that I had already, and I got Orange Box for the rest of it.
Okay.
So, Modern Warfare, I played, like, the first part of it, and it's fucking amazing, and I suck online. I'm terrible online. I think I got another.
Are you running it like at the highest settings?
Yeah, I'm running at the highest settings. There's no slowdown.
And it runs fine?
There's slowdown. Like
that's very cool.
I think the machine is probably more powerful. It's probably more powerful than like a 360 or something. I don't know. It has the ability.
Nerdgasm.
So I really want to like get like I need to get Mass Effect 2 and BioShock. Those are like some of the other games I need to really pick up. And Modern Warfare 2 also. I played Modern Warfare and played Portal, and you know Portal is a great game. They're both great games.
Guys,
well, cool, Matt.
I just got a new computer too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's Apple II. And it's.
I've actually been working on a Hackintosh for like the past year, and I haven't had any chance.
Yeah, well, guess what? This one has a lot of teraflops. Okay. How many teraflops you got?
I only have 1.5.
Oh, shit.
I know. Weak sauce.
I've got several times.
What's a Hackintosh?
It's when you, like, you build a computer with specific components so that you can hack it and to run OS X on it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's not, it's not a Mac computer, but you make it run OS X. Anyway, I've been playing a lot of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game.
By yourself?
Because it's fantastic. Josh played some of it. Will played some of it. My roommate, Chase, has played. We've all been playing. And
we rocked the house last night. Or was it last night? On Halo Online.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Halo 3 Online.
Oh, it's amazing what you can do with competent people in that game.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Halo Reach, guys.
I'm excited for Halo Reach.
Oh, speaking of things I'm excited, I really am excited for that. But also, Dead Rising Case Zero comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You know what else comes out tomorrow? Metroid.
Oh.
Sweet.
That's all right, I guess. Oh. Anyway, so if anybody wants to hit me up on my gamer tag, mullet space 2, but not the number 2, II. Mullet the mullet,
word
mullet the second.
So wait. E-Y-E-Y?
No, mullet space I-I, the letters.
A-I-A-I?
A-I. Mullet to A-I. No, mullet space Haley Joel Osment starring in A-I, artificial intelligence directed by Steven Spielberg based on a screenplay by Stanley Kubrick.
That's a very long gamer
tag. That was a shitty movie too, man.
Let's not get into that. The whole point is that just hit me up, and we can talk about zombies. And how excited you? If you like zombies, how excited are you for Walking Dead TV series? Because it looks great.
That does look great. I did see the commercial for it,
It was. My friend Kyle Burnett just bought Walking Dead Volume 1, and he gave it to me after he's done with it. So I got
to
read it.
I've been wanting to read that series,
and he's buying them, and then I'm just gonna take them after he's done with them and read them.
Nice.
Josh. What have you been playing aside from Scott Pilgrim and Halo?
I think maybe it was the last podcast I mentioned that I just started dabbling in chip tunes, composing chip music. And so I had my parents dig up my old classic gray brick of a Game Boy.
Yes.
And actually stole my sister's old brick of a Game Boy also, and I had them bring them up. So, and all my Game Boy games. So I've been cleaning that out, and I just started a new Pokemon Blue game.
Very nice.
On Game Boy. And just reliving all my old Japanese.
Are the batteries still working in most of the carts?
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
I love how they're like, they've got like a life of 10 years, but they always last way longer than
they
that.
They can survive a nuclear holocaust. Yeah.
Speaking of chiptune music, did you watch the Penny Arcade documentary? Or not the Penny Arcade, but the one that was hosted on Penny Arcade?
Yes, sir. The residency that I did last month was with BitShifter.
Oh, really?
Like, he and I are friends.
That was a great documentary.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's totally such a nice guy. And they're actually in Tokyo, Japan this month for this year's Blip Festival. They're not doing it in New York, which I'm really pissed about. But they're doing it. They're in Tokyo right now, speak, right now.
That's awesome.
So use your BitShifter connections and get me to Japan.
There you go.
Well, he's not from Japan.
I know, but maybe he can take me there.
He'd take me there before he'd take me
there. Let's see. I'm a musician. You're just a chump.
Would he take me?
Wait, maybe. You're half Japanese, huh?
Yes.
Oh, but guess what? They have a lot of them there, so it doesn't matter.
They don't have any Hispanics over there. Yeah, I'll tell you that
they
much.
They don't have any Hispanics. They don't really have any halfies, so you know we haven't saturated the market.
They don't like
I've got a,
halfies
I've
over
got
there.
A beard. How many people in Japan can grow beards besides...
That's true.
I don't think many.
Yeah, that's...
Old people.
They don't have beards. They have
I wish
like little
I could grow a beard.
Patches in the middle.
Kung Fu masters, karate masters, they
and
all
they
have
Fu Manchus.
Long white beards.
I think that's a Chinese trope.
Yes, that
is. Is it?
They're the same thing, okay, guys?
Oh, man.
What have I been telling you? All these podcasts, all the same thing. All of them.
The going back to like Game Boys being able to survive a nuclear holocaust. I think I mentioned this before, but like the Nintendo store at one point had a Game Boy that survived a bomb strike during Desert Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the casing has melted.
Is it not still there?
I don't know if it's... I haven't been there for a while, but I know that the Game Boy was still working.
Yeah.
And I think the guy who owned it died. So, score one for Nintendo and...
Yeah, well, he didn't die in the bomb, guys.
Point one Game Boy. Bomb strike zero.
Man, zero.
Yeah. I think I might need to replace the battery contacts for it, though. Because I have to, like, hold the batteries a certain way in the back for it to keep the power, so...
Did you get rubbing alcohol?
Yes, I cleaned it with rubbing alcohol.
Oh, did you get
and I cleared all the
regular
green,
alcohol?
The green acidy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Regular alcohol.
Yeah.
If you just if you get
like beer.
If you just get some hard liquor and just pour it in there, and then take a swig yourself, and then all of your troubles will go away.
I mean,
there you go.
It should work. I mean, like
then
hard
it won't
liquor.
Matter.
You
it
won't even need the
swigs.
Game Boy anymore.
I was gonna say it won't even matter if it works or not.
Well, I mean, 70%.
You'll be having fun
anyway.
It's
pretty much ethanol, so. Technically, it would work.
Yeah.
Alex is a scientist. He knows.
There you go.
If you ever, you are ever injured and you have a bottle of vodka, use your vodka to clean yourself off.
No, drink the vodka.
Drink it.
Drink it.
Well,
drink
you pour a little bit on. You
pour a little
out
bit
out
on.
Your
you drink the rest.
Oh, if you ever
you suck it off your skin,
if you ever
off your wound.
Injured, if your bros are icing you and you get injured in the icing, and then you get all that ice, just pour all the ice on yourself.
There you go.
All right, Adam's News Hour. Let's go over some gaming releases. There haven't been very many. Mafia 2 came out for PS3, 360, and PC, and then Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, of course, came out for 360, and everybody should buy that and play it. Upcoming games, tomorrow, on August 31st, we've got Valkyria Chronicles 2 for PSP, Metroid Other M Wii. September 7th is Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions for 360, PS3, Wii, and DS. Tom Clancy's Hawks 2, 360, PS3, and 360. And then Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep on PSP. September 12th, we've got Professor Layton and the Unwound Future. And September 14th is Halo Reach.
Hey, guys.
And again,
The other day I was playing Castle Crashers, and I was thinking of Alex's cousin, and I had a little bit of a gaming release.
I see what you did there.
Like, come.
Yeah.
Thanks for
Thank
clarifying
Thank you for
that.
Clarifying. All right, let's see. What happened in the past week? They released all of the songs in DJ Hero 2. There is 105 songs.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, mixed into 80 different mixes. So you can go online and look that up.
Can you download it anywhere?
Download the soundtrack?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably.
Because I quite enjoy the sound. Well, actually, no. I enjoy like half of the first soundtrack.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the second game. It's going to be good. So, who released this? Somebody released the first trailer for Mega Man Online, which is going to be a Korean MMO. Looks
Korea, Korea.
So if you're into that kind of thing, you can find it online. It's a pretty cool little animation.
안녕하세요.
Kesekidur.
We don't need to go over that. We don't know when Final Fantasy 13 Versus is coming out.
We don't care.
Oh, here's something. Josh, did you read this? I posted it on Facebook. University of Florida, which is where Josh and I and Chase and Will and everybody over here goes to school, we now have a StarCraft class. So for the people in the honors course, they can take a class where they just play StarCraft all day.
That sounds stupid.
That sounds utterly, utterly retarded.
Yeah.
Alex,
utterly,
don't even try.
Utterly retarded.
What?
Like a cow? Yeah. Utters?
Although, so I think from the description, it actually did, on a serious note, it did seem like they were trying to teach about management. Is that what the case was?
That's what it seems like.
Or they could just manage stuff.
That's not
like,
as fun.
Like, is it a business course, or what is it, exactly?
I don't know. I mean, I know as much as you do. So, I haven't heard anything from the school itself. I've just read about it online. I don't know. Kind of interesting.
What a great thing to bring up that you don't know anything about, you stupid chump.
Yum, yum, yum.
How about talk about how the Xbox Live is going to cost $10 more now?
No, it's going to cost $10 instead of $8.
They're raising the price of Xbox Live.
Really?
$10 a month instead of $8.
It's going to be $60 a year.
That sucks. Why are they doing that?
Because inflation and I don't know.
No, because they're adding you can watch ESPN now, guys. It's the features.
Because the economy.
No, it's because they're adding more features and instead of like saying, hey, do you want to pay more for these features? They're making all gold members pay more for the features.
Well, I mean,
that is retarded. Didn't they say at E3 that the ESPN partnership is going to be free?
No! Everyone wants to watch sports, Adam. You're paying premiums for sports.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it is going to be free. You don't have to pay extra to get it, but everybody gets it by everybody having to pay for it.
So when is that happening?
I believe December.
December, yeah.
Well, then I guess get a year-long card right before then and pay $10 less. That's absurd.
Well, we talked about this before, Adam, the fact that you have to actually pay $50 a year anyway on top of the advertising, ridiculous in itself.
I know.
Now the fact that you have to pay $60 a year, and they're slowly going to raise the prices to cover their costs and to make more of a profit. I know it's retarded, but you know what? You guys have 360.
Stop it, Microsoft. God damn it. Anyway.
You're feeding the machine.
All right, so that's it for Adam's News Hour. So today, we're going to talk about gaming soundtracks. Anybody got...
Oh, yeah. I have this friend who's really good friends with BitShifter, who does... he does this thing called chippers, and it's like when you take poker chips and you rub them together to the tune of Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Oh.
And it's a new genre of music, and I think it should be a soundtrack for the game. What do you guys think?
That sounds awesome.
Which game?
All of them.
All of them?
Obviously, PokerStars.net.
Yeah.
Obviously, the new Facebook game, Facebook Pokies, PokePals.
Where you go around and see who can poke the most friends in under 30 seconds.
And you bet on it.
All right, well, I've got a game we can talk about. Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, gosh.
What about it?
The soundtrack is by
Automonic Gucci. Speaking of soundtrack, I bought the soundtrack from the movie, and the soundtrack's great. And I wish Sex Bobomb was a real band so bad.
I know, for real.
Yeah.
No, but...
it is a real band. It's Beck.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the Sex Bobomb version better.
Why isn't the Black Sheep sung by the girl from the movie?
Yeah,
I
don't
might
know.
Have talked about this on the last
they've
one.
Got,
but
they've got
that, that makes me mad.
They've got a music video online.
I know we talked about that at least on the last one, but I know that it exists. I just don't know why they chose that one to not put the singer in the movie.
Right, I don't
know. It's so much better.
It is. So yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, the sound.
The game has fantastic music.
By Anna Monoguchi.
Yeah, it does. I love Anna Monoguchi.
I think did they play at PAX last year? I might have seen them. If they played at PAX last year, I saw them play.
Sweet.
They're incredibly humble and self-deprecating, almost to a fault.
There were so many chiptunes guys outside, like on the streets around the Seattle Convention Center.
Do you think chiptunes is something that's starting to come? Starting to get popular, or
I hope so.
I mean, there's been surprisingly a lot of good 8-bit music, from video games in general. Since we're talking about games, right?
We are.
No, but I mean, if you listen to like the old Mega Man games, like Mega Man 2 has one of the most renowned soundtracks of game soundtracks. Everybody knows the Zelda theme. Everybody knows the Mario Brothers theme. But like,
yeah. Oh, I was playing Tetris this morning, and actually had that song stuck in my head all day today. Yeah, and I was making little like when you stack the boxes, right?
And nice.
You spin them. Yeah.
It's actually really surprising how they've been able to, especially in the early days, make so much music out of, was it 3 or 4 sound channels?
Just annoying blips and bleeps.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because Chase, Josh, and I are looking into this stuff, and I've got a program called FamiTracker, which is basically an emulation of the NES's soundboard.
Yeah,
and yeah, there's only 4. Kind of 5 sound channels.
Because essentially what they did was you have basically a 3 or 4 voices.
There's
a bass,
there's a drum. Yeah, there's a drum, there's a triangle and 2 squares. So that's 2 melodies, a bass and a beat.
And usually the second melody is a harmony to the other one. And the thing is the music is actually pretty complex. It's actually pretty difficult to play. If you're trying to do note for note, because the songs are not usually in they're usually sometimes in a weird key, and they're just odd to play, even though they're very recognizable.
And they're usually
Koji Kondo's stuff is usually pretty simple.
I mean, not just in terms of the melody though. The melodies are usually spot on and easy to follow. But then if you're trying to follow, let's say, the harmonies underneath it, because there needs to be something that fills in the sound other than just the bass.
Mm-hmm.
So the second parts tend to be very complex. So when you're playing it on, say, cello or violin or something, or like trumpet, it moves in some weird ways. And especially Koji Kondo himself, doesn't he have a background in Latin music or something?
That sounds familiar.
I think that's his concentration. So, when you hear him play the Mario Brothers theme, it's actually very... It sounds very tropical. Or it sounds like...
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Hispanic music.
Yeah.
At the same time, Uematsu, who did all the Final Fantasy music, he's less a classical guy. He's more of a... I think he played with ABBA at one point. Or something.
Nice.
So, he has, the rocker mentality. So he has a band, the Black Mages, that does the rock versions of all these Final Fantasy songs, and they sound better, I think, with the rock background. And you can sort of tell he had that in that's what he thinks of when he's putting the music together.
Mm. Yeah.
But I personally have a affinity towards the 8-bit music, especially playing old games again. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I love 8-bit chiptune, gaming, old gaming soundtracks. I don't know, I just like the... I don't know, I guess the feel.
I think chiptunes is a cool idea. I can't really listen to it, though. It's just kind of annoying to me. I don't like the way 8-bit music sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, when you get down to it, it is just, a bunch of high-pitched noises, but I don't know. I like it.
I mean, there's only so much of it that you can take, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think...
I mean, I go... Sometimes, like, when I'm working on projects, I listen to chiptunes just the whole night, so I don't know.
See, I can't...
I'm immune.
I can't just listen to pure sine waves like that. It hurts my ears a lot.
Yeah. I can see that.
A lot of chip musicians... I mean, the thing about chip music is that the genre is so undefined. I mean, if you're listening to pure 8-bit music, yes, I think, you know, it's kind of hard to listen to an extended period of time. But, I mean, there are chip musicians out there who are mixing various instrumentation.
So, like, they use real instruments, they use, like, yeah. Sound clips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So... There are people out there who play drums with, along with.
Yeah, I think chip music is really a really cool idea. I'm just saying, like 8-bit soundtracks, I can't just listen to those.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely acquired taste.
I usually find myself doing something while I'm listening to it. I mean, I don't mind, like I actually prefer playing with the music on. Let's say if I'm playing an NES or Super Nintendo or Sega game. But if you're just sitting down and listening to it the whole time, that gets a little more difficult, I think.
Yeah, well...
I guess.
And, I mean, it's just... It's like listening to digital clipping to me. It's just like a... It's really... harsh.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I mean, I think, like, musicianship-wise, like, especially the earlier music, it's so... I guess they had to fill in so much sound and make it so attractive in such a small period of time that, like, the only other genre of music that I really think it sounds like, sort of, is, like, progressive metal.
Yeah, it does. And the thing is that that's why I think so many video game soundtrack fans, like, if you look on YouTube or something for... covers of video game songs, 95% of them will be metal covers.
Yeah.
Because they're all like 8-bit songs that had these super weird rhythms, like all like 16th notes in the background and stuff, and that can't be done in almost any other genre of music without sounding stupid.
Oh, it's also, I think, not only that, it's that and the articulation is so complicated and the intervals are so weird that it sort of makes it sort of lends itself to the genre itself.
Yeah, and it just... I don't know. It's almost like all the early 8-bit music, because it had to be made in the same way. It was almost its own genre. And even... Like, every game back then sounded a little bit similar. Like you were saying, they had to make really... What are you laughing at?
Nothing. My roommate just walked in.
Fucking.
And he's being very quiet.
If you're not gonna join, if you're not gonna be part of this conversation, then why don't you just get the fuck out?
Hey, I'm trying to say something. Do you really think that like all 8-bit stuff sounds the same? Because like there are some very like differing melodies and tunes out there.
No, I don't think it all sounds the same. I think a lot of it sounds similar because they had similar things to work with. I mean, now you could you can't make an like, even the rock music sounded... Like, when they tried to make 8-bit rock music, they had to do something that wasn't just... Because they don't have real instruments to work with.
Although, I mean, some of the compositions are very distinctive. Like, if you play Castlevania, you know it's a Castlevania. The music, it definitely lends itself to Castlevania.
Well, the melodies, sure. I mean...
I think there's a distinction that needs to be made. Are you talking about... like 8-bit video game music, or are you talking about just 8-bit music in general?
8-bit video game music.
Because I think there are very, very contrasting. I mean, there's like a
We're
wide
We're talking about video game
of,
soundtracks.
Okay, video game soundtracks specifically.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the topic.
Well, we were saying 8-bit music. I'm taking it as a general term and not necessarily.
We're not dissing your boy Bit Shifter.
Oh, come on. I'm not saying
shit
that.
Shit shitter.
Oh.
He's my least favorite. I'm just saying that no good music was made before 1999.
Obviously.
Wait, when did Who Let the Dogs Out come out?
Willennium?
Oh, Willennium. There. That's Willennium. The Willennium ushered in a new...
Usher?
Usher and Willennium ushered in a new Little Wayne... No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There you go.
All right, well, let's move on to different kinds of music. How about we go kind of like in the opposite direction, talk about orchestrated music?
I hate it.
Hate it?
What about it?
I don't know. I mean...
This is a general topic.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. Do you guys prefer, like, MIDI soundtracks or orchestrated soundtracks in games nowadays?
I can't really tell the difference.
Really?
To be honest, I don't really feel a difference between the two. I guess, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's nice to have the real sound quality, like, the sound quality of having, like, a real orchestra playing. But for the most part, in the thick of it, I don't really think, you know, if I hear a really high quality MIDI soundtrack, I'm not going to be like, oh, wow, that sucks, it's MIDI. Like, I don't downgrade something just because it's MIDI.
I prefer a cappella soundtracks.
I was going to say that I think many games nowadays, because of the move towards a more, like, cinematic feel to it, that many of the soundtracks, you can't tell the difference. You know, you can't tell if it's a real orchestra or if it's just a really, really good MIDI orchestra. I will hate on MIDI if it's, like, really, really horrible.
Yeah.
MIDI.
But with all music, though, right? If it's a very bad quality music, you're not going to like it. If the orchestra is sucking, you're not going to like it, period.
Right.
And if it's low quality MIDI, you're not going to enjoy it. But there's a lot of people that just don't like anything that's MIDI just because it's MIDI. And I don't know if that's really
That's me.
I guess it's a personal preference thing, but some songs actually turn out better as MIDI, I think. In depending on the circumstance. I know a lot
It's kind of interesting that you guys are saying this, because, like, I don't know. Personally, I you know, MIDI, you can make good songs with MIDI, don't get me wrong, but if I had a choice, I would much prefer live orchestrated music. And I don't know, I guess I thought, a lot of other people thought that maybe they do, but it's interesting that you guys don't necessarily think that. Because, like, okay, let's say Twilight Princess.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up, because I had no problems with the music in that game, and I thought everyone that complained about it was
I know a lot of people...
It was a big deal.
Well, I know a lot of people had a problem. I know a lot of people had a problem. Well, that's the thing. When people found out, and they only found out
because everybody had assumed that it was going to be live music.
Considering how large... I think we talked about this before. Considering how large the game is and how small the GameCube disc was... They weren't going to be able to fit a huge amount of music there. But even on top of that, like...
And that was their excuse for it.
Well, I don't think it's an excuse. I think they were really telling the truth
about
it.
I'm not saying... Right, I'm not
but
saying...
But I also
like,
think stuff like the Kakariko Village theme in that game. I love that theme. I think it works really well. I think the sound quality is very good. It's not like I just sit there and like, wow, this is terrible. It's very high quality MIDI to the point that I don't even think about it. There are some, like with all MIDI, there are some songs that do stick out, but there aren't a whole lot,
but
and most
like,
of those songs are throwaway shit.
All Wind Waker was all MIDI, and that has one of my favorite. Like, I was never playing that game, and I'm like, wow, with stupid MIDI sounds. It always sounded good to me.
I mean, going back to like what? Going back to something like 16-bit games, I was actually shocked that, like, Final Fantasy VI has one of the greatest soundtracks. And it has a very high-quality MIDI soundtrack, which I found very surprising. Like, when I was a kid, it had a very cinematic feel to it when I was playing the game. And it didn't occur to me that it wasn't live, that it was just computer-generated music at the time. Because at the time, well, I'm thinking at the time, computer generated music was like Wolfenstein.
The norm.
Yeah, it's the norm. Oh, but like, I never, when you hear that quality, and even today, when I, you know, if I play the music, it's pretty awesome. Like it's.
Yeah,
a well-written soundtrack will go a long way, I think. And high-quality MIDI can do that, like, can take some of that place. It also costs a lot to get a fucking orchestra going.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's take a game like Mario Galaxy, Mario Galaxy 2, that has both MIDI and live music. Trying to figure out how to word this, like, ignoring the individual soundtracks, or I guess like the individual songs, which do you prefer, if any? I guess
I don't know, because I don't know the difference. I don't know which songs,
like,
were...
you can't hear the difference.
I could if I was listening side by side, but I don't remember. I just enjoyed the game's soundtrack when I was playing the game.
I mean, when you're playing the game, if you're engrossed, you're pretty much engrossed. I think that's the way I felt, too.
But there are also things that can't be done with MIDI. Like, Red Dead Redemption soundtrack could never have been done with MIDI. Yeah. Not only because there's singing.
Is it all live?
Yeah. And there's like 80 hours of music recorded for that game and stuff. It's ridiculous how much music is in that game. And it has dynamic music like Zelda, but it's all live. And the way they did it, they just composed it all in the same key, so the transitions work. That game has set one of the best soundtracks in recent memory.
Cool.
And it's got cowboys.
I'm more like, I mean, this is a personal pet peeve of mine. I think one of the things that orchestrated music has sort of brought about is people sort of most of the people our age hate classical music, and then when they hear the soundtrack, they love it. Most of the stuff that's MIDI, most of the stuff that's orchestrated, let's say something like Halo, it's like pseudo-classical music. It's soundtrack music. It's the equivalent of John Williams and Star Wars. But it's like people loving that kind of stuff, and They say it's like the greatest music ever written. Like, it's so deep to them. Probably because they played the game. But like, as a song by itself, some of it's terrible. Like, One Winged Angel is not
that
a great
the
song.
The worst song.
That is one of the
worst song from the worst game.
It's
which one is that?
It's from Final
the
Fantasy.
Sephiroth,
it's the Sephiroth song.
Sephiroth, yeah. God awful song.
It's like a terribly composed song. Like, when you and I don't want to. Okay, this is not really fair to do, but okay, something like that. Like, One Winged Angel is supposed to be like almost manic and fearsome. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do any of that. Compare that to if you listen to like Mozart's Requiem. It's fucking scary as shit. Like, that's a scary ass song. And I think people, like, I don't know. It's just a personal. It's a personal pet peeve. It's a personal pet peeve of mine. Like,
What is the pet peeve?
That people will like turn down certain. They'll say like this video game soundtrack music is the greatest music ever written. That it invokes so much emotion. That it's so epic. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's not really. It doesn't really do it. You know, just because an orchestra or a chorus is behind it.
Technically, like, musically, maybe it doesn't, but, I mean...
Well, like, the Halo theme song is another one. Like, everybody says, oh my god, the Halo theme song, it's such a great song. No, it's not. It's a couple choral guys singing and making an effect.
Like, what I'm saying is that, you know, technically, maybe it's not, but, I mean, you get an individual emotion when, you know, you hear that. So maybe, you know, the person doesn't know any better. This is really distracting. I'm hearing myself.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's tied to the visuals.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is.
Or maybe not even the visuals, but the experience. Or like the immersion factor.
I think that kind of feeling I had has subsided. I think the fact that orchestrated music has become so prevalent in video games now that it's become more of the norm... which is sort of...
Why do you think that is?
What do you mean?
Why has live music become more of the norm?
Well, I mean, higher production values in games, and because more games are doing it, it's automatically an assumption that it has to be done. Just like voice acting in games. And it's sort of an unfortunate thing in some ways, because just because you have a live soundtrack doesn't make the game any good. It says something, I think, that if a company is willing to put all that money down to have a great soundtrack, but not have that great of a game, like Red Dead Redemption and like Modern Warfare, they're exceptions to the rule, right? They're great games that have this great environment on top of it. But I'm sure there are plenty of other games, the other 90% that fail, that have that has spent so much money on orchestrated music. And sort of like, for what? The game sort of sucks. You could have easily done MIDI music for this and put a little more resources in making a better game. I just don't think you don't need orchestrated music for everything. If you're creative enough, you can make really good music and engrossing music using other tools.
However, if somebody needs a good soundtrack for their games, they want some live music, Gamer Grubbers type stuff, just call me up, BitShifter, if you want to get in contact, want to do some collabs. Gamer Grub, if you're thinking of making a video game, need a soundtrack for it, I'll do it. As long as it's not over 10 minutes of music, because that's all I have.
10 minutes, like the soundtrack or individual songs?
No, the whole soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And
that's a pretty short game.
Most of it is going to be just clips of me knocking over microphones on accident. It's really avant-garde.
What if it was a game about knocking over microphones?
Then it'd be the perfect soundtrack to the perfect game.
What if the game was you are a giant bull that's been trapped in a recording studio and you have to find a way out?
Well, just think about this. How would that bull get in the studio? That game doesn't make any sense.
Don't ask that kind of questions. That's not my...
Tranquilized?
Sorry, I'm not your best...
Wheels. Now, take that game idea and imagine it in 3D.
There you go.
Oh, Jimmy James Cameron is coming in with 3D technology. You play it's called Will.i.am's Bull Knockers. just as non-steamy as it sounds, you play Will.i.am. He's making sweet love to a bull in the studio when things get out of hand. The bull's causing a ruckus. Will.i.am locks himself in the control room, and the bull's knocking all over the microphones, and you get to watch it all in 3D.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Jimmy James Cameron. Avatar. Have you guys seen Avatar in 3D yet?
Yeah, Alex, did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
The re-release? It's got 60 more years of footage. They documented
That's
the whole
lot.
History of Pandora.
Jeez. Well, I guess it's worth your money then, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
There you go. Go see it. Go see Avatar in 3D.
Avatar.
So, what were we saying?
Just because you slap on an orchestrated soundtrack to a game does not make it good.
Yes.
I would argue that, yes, it does make it good. Rebut that, Alex. All right.
I mean, I just think that MIDI music has gone pretty far along. I Adam, can you, like, noticeably tell just by listening to it what's MIDI and what's not?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, unless it's, like...
I mean,
really, 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 really high quality MIDI. I can tell.
I don't really.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds different. Usually, it plays different. Like, you can't really be. It seems more mechanical, if that makes sense.
I mean, it's supposed to. It's made from a computer.
Well, yeah, but like.
But
that's
I don't think so because I mean, I can tell the difference, but I still don't. Like for example, when I'm playing Zelda, I was never once in Twilight Princess like, oh man, what a drag. Like, it always sounded like good music to me because it's well-composed music, and it's not annoying, really fake, cheesy-sounding MIDI sounds.
Mm-hmm. Or even, like, I think better, you know, like in Mario Galaxy, there are times where it's live music, but it's not like I actually noticed it right off the bat that it was live. Like, I didn't make a huge distinction between the live and the MIDI. Like, if it
is it something that you're just not paying attention to, and that's why you don't notice it?
Probably not while I'm playing the game. Like, I don't go out of my way to say, is this live or this,
unless they go, unless they just make something really terrible and obvious.
If it's something terrible and you notice it, that's something a little bit different. But just because, just the fact it is MIDI doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, so like much. When they have, like, in Ocarina of Time, well, I mean, the MIDI for carts was worse, but, or I guess the cart-based game system, because it's old, you know. You guys know what I mean.
So what are you saying?
Anyway, like when they'd have like, when you'd have what's her name singing along with you, and it'd be like the really cheesy song, like, ooh, like that. You're like, oh, okay, that's fake because it sounds stupid. But you know, other times, and like the Gerudo Valley song was obviously really.
It's very MIDI.
It's trying to be a guitar, and it's not a guitar. Mm-hmm. But other songs, you don't really care, because like the orchestrated, or sorry, the MIDI orchestra type stuff, I don't know. It just sounds all right.
Well, like the Kokiri Forest, like it sort of lends itself to that kind of sound.
Yeah, and like the flutes and the strings aren't very, like, they're not that much different from a real flute or real strings.
I mean, MIDI has come along. Synthesized sound and MIDIs have come a very long way, especially, you know, the last couple of years. They're starting to be able to mimic strings a lot better. I think strings are the hardest thing for them to mimic, but they're starting to get that sound down.
I would say
horns are pretty brass
and things that have a shorter attack, like not percussive things, but. Strings are probably the easiest thing for them to emulate because they have they're so long and drawn out. Like when strings are plucked, it's a lot harder to emulate. And that's what
Speaking of the Zelda soundtrack, have you guys heard of the Ocarina of Rhyme?
Yes.
No. This is a rap.
This is a pretty sweet mashup album of the Ocarina of Time soundtrack with like hip-hop.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. And I'm not a hip-hop fan.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hyrule Symphony did a live soundtrack of Ocarina of Time.
Right.
Which I think...
Right.
But, like, that's exactly... That's the kind of thing...
I mean,
Ocarina of Time is so noticeable in terms of...
Yeah. I think... not to confuse the listeners, what we're saying... We're not saying that when you are listening to a... something like you're listening to it for music, you won't be able to tell the difference between MIDI and real instruments, because you definitely will. There is a big difference between MIDI and a live orchestra, and you could tell because you can hear the room sound, and you can hear the way things are mic'd, and you can hear natural sounds of things when you're listening to them, like on headphones or on loudspeakers. But
there's timbral quality.
Yeah, when you are playing a video game. And you get to a part with live music, and then it goes, and then the next part is MIDI music. I think that's what we're saying is harder, not only harder to tell, but harder to care about.
Well, we were talking,
and again, you're playing the game at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Too, so
we were talking earlier about how it's, you know, for some of us, it's actually difficult to listen to 8-bit music. And I, you know, one of the things I'm finding is that the higher quality MIDI songs, I actually start, like, I can actually listen to that as a song.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But MIDI music, 8-bit music is different because it's really harsh and it's just pure sine waves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
right.
But I think something like Ocarina of Time music, I have a very hard time listening. Like, I won't be able to listen to a soundtrack from Ocarina of Time on my computer.
Really?
Like, the music is great. If I hear from, like, Hyrule Symphony, the compositions are well done. It's just the quality of MIDI there is not high enough for me. I don't think it's that great for me. But if I listen to it, like, Wind Waker has a fantastic soundtrack, like the Legendary Hero theme that comes up in the beginning of that game. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I got that playing on my MP3 player. I mentioned, like, the Kakariko Village theme in Twilight Princess. Like, that's
Twilight
a song.
Princess.
Like, I really love that theme. Midna's theme is done really well. Even if it is MIDI, but in some ways the MIDI plays it as its own instrument to a way, in a way that it's still pleasing to the ear. Which probably is a part of why it doesn't bother me as much as it might bother you, Adam. I'm not really too sure.
I mean, I'm not saying that it bothers me, but I don't know. I think for me, I would, if I had a choice, I would prefer live music.
I think everybody would prefer live music.
Yeah.
I just don't
would
think...
You?
If it was live, depending on the situation, most of the time, if it's live, it's probably better. But it's not... At this point, in many cases, the advantage of quality isn't so great for me. Like, I don't think...
Hmm. However...
If they did MIDI, it's like no big deal to me. If they did orchestra, that's great.
I think, though, like I said, like a game like Red Dead Redemption couldn't have been made if it didn't have a live, like the soundtrack would have been so much different if it wasn't live.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would have been different about it?
Well, there's so many acoustic guitars and trumpets, and in MIDI you can't really, they recorded it in the same places and in the same ways that old like I forgot his name, the guy who did this, the soundtracks for like the old westerns, like the old Sergio Leone movies. Marconi. And they did the soundtracks like the same way, and with MIDI music you couldn't replicate that because they actually had to record it live in the same studios and stuff.
If it had been MIDI, would it have sounded like cheesy? I guess
it probably would have been.
Yeah,
it probably brought intention to itself,
and it would. Like, it wouldn't have been authentic. Like when you're playing that game, it sounds like you're playing a Sergio Leone movie because it's the same feel to the way things are recorded and the way things are presented.
But also, when something is of bad quality or lower quality, I think you need such high quality to maintain that feeling from Red Dead Redemption. If it doesn't have that...
Yeah, I mean, the dramatic effect would be lost.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's songs with singing in them. So
yeah, so you definitely need to have...
Unless
the
you're getting that Zelda... Yeah. That would have been so great.
Yes.
Oh, that's the one problem with Twilight Princess is the wolf howling.
Oh, it sounds like
that's
he's got Down
awful.
It sounds
it's
like he's got
awful.
Down syndrome.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's the one part where they totally... sold that game short.
Not quite that bad.
But,
it's...
So, Matt...
Yeah?
Matt, you kind of touched on a point that I want to talk about.
I'd like you to touch my points.
You said... to gingerly touch points. Role models.
It's touch tips.
Touch tips, you're right. So you mentioned that it makes it feel like an old Western movie, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about earlier, like, you know, where is this trend coming from of live music? And I feel like a lot of it has to do with people trying to make video games more cinematic or, like, more
I said that
immersive.
Definitely,
did you
but
say it?
But I also think, yeah, but I think that the precedent there is the fact that movies have scores and video games also have scores and they're trying to accomplish similar things. So why not emulate, like... Movies have always had the advantage of not being contained to a disc. Like, you know, mm-hmm. It's a movie. You can make it whatever. You could have a live band playing in the scene if you wanted to. And video games have been trying to emulate that just in the fact that their scores for both movies and games are trying to accomplish the exact same thing.
Which is...
I would say that... Go ahead,
well,
sorry.
Set the tone for the scene and highlight the actions with, or underscore the actions with something. I mean, it's mm-hmm. they're playing off the visuals in both cases.
Mm-hmm. I would disagree. I think video games have had an upper hand over movies because of the interactivity. Games. I mean, it's a very specific and limited kind of interactivity, but that is one thing save for maybe like Rocky Horror Picture Show, that the movies don't have. And so it's another level. It's like one more level of immersion. The problem is, and I think this is why there's a push towards this cinematic feel to gaming. And I've also heard like interviews about this.
Yeah, but what if video games interactivity has to do with their soundtrack? Besides the soundtrack.
Oh, Matthew.
What? Besides the soundtrack.
Listen. Let me finish. It is video games, the storytelling aspect of it is lacking in a way that movies aren't. So if they're trying to emulate movies by bringing in more like grandiose orchestrated soundtracks, I mean, I think that's why. It's because I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
Well, the whole point is...
Are you trying to say that like they're focusing on the wrong thing?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
The whole point is the fact that they're doing live soundtracks is because in real life we have real instruments. Why would you bother to emulate real instruments? You can't make up new instruments unless you want it to just all be sine waves. Those are the only digital instruments that exist. Otherwise, you're emulating a real life instrument. And then why not just get a real instrument?
So what you're saying is like, the reason we have this trend moving towards live music is kind of the same reason we're moving towards better visuals, just to be like more realistic.
Well, yeah. Why would you emulate real instruments when you can just have them?
I mean, it tends to be more engrossing. I mean, depending on the situation.
Well, I mean, there seems to be like, I'm sure there's some situation where you would want to emulate or maybe synthesize.
Cost. Economics. I mean, Alex said it. It's fucking expensive to get a real orchestra.
Yeah.
So if we can have keyboards that can emulate strings.
No,
like,
it makes sense why, but it totally makes sense why they're moving towards doing real stuff. Because real stuff is what exists.
Although, I mean, there's stuff like...
fake stuff does not exist.
Okami soundtrack, is that MIDI? Or is that
I have not heard that. I don't know. Matt, have you heard that?
Yes. I'm going to go say it's all live. It's done by one guy in one room.
I'm actually really curious. And, I mean, I bring it up because if it's MIDI, it's some of like the damn best MIDI like music ever. Let me just do a little quick.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okami soundtrack.
Hurry, everyone, name your favorite video game soundtracks.
What?
What's your favorite video game soundtrack?
Oh, man. That's a hard question.
For me, it's easy.
What'd you say, Josh?
I said that's a hard question.
Oh. Well, I definitely like Scott Pilgrim.
Well, yeah.
Heavy Rain has a very good soundtrack. It's not really, a lot of it's not really like music and songs, but I guess just kind of like setting the tone and matching the scenes really well.
Like my favorite, I think personally, is probably Okami. Just because it's so distinctive. You haven't even played the game before, right, Adam?
Not yet.
Yeah,
I bought it the day it came out, but I still haven't opened it.
I mean, part of the reason for it is it's a very, very distinct soundtrack. It has a very traditional Japanese... It's like traditional Japanese music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unlike anything else you're probably going to hear. But some of the compositions are very well done, and some of the music, especially like the atmospheric music, is very good. It's a little bit muddled in terms of trying to tell what the melodies are, but it's like a pretty good way. In some ways a good way, in some ways not a good way, depending on what it is. But there's some like distinctive themes that come out that are really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really like a lot of like Sonic songs, Sonic 2 and Sonic 3. Mario Galaxy, I like a lot of the orchestrated pieces. Those are very good.
Matt, what about yours?
Matt,
What's the question?
You asked it, didn't you?
Yeah. What was it?
What games do you like the soundtrack from?
Which games?
That's the question.
Oh. Name some games and I'll say if I like the soundtrack or not.
Tetris. Pac-Man.
Nah,
Pong.
Nah. Nah.
E.T.
Nah.
Superman 64.
Yes. I like the Purple Fog Mist did the soundtrack for that. No, some of my favorite soundtrack, Zelda Majora's Mask.
Oh, Star Fox 64, I really like.
I really like the Oblivion soundtrack. Oh, I know. My favorite video game soundtrack, Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Nice name drop.
I'm a big Banjo-Kazooie fan.
Mario 64, it's pretty good.
I'm kind of a fan of Super Mario Bros. 2.
Oh yeah, that's a really good soundtrack.
Yeah. Mm.
Castlevania 2, as bad as the game is, has a great soundtrack. Castlevania 2 and 3.
Okay. Cool.
Like Mega Man 2 and 3 have great soundtracks. Like there's certain songs in Mega Man games like I really like. In Mega Man 5, I love like Proto Man's levels. Or the Dark Man levels.
Dark Man.
Like they have a great like a really great theme.
Dark Man kind of.
I like the in Vice City is like the 80s.
Yeah, I was actually, you know what? I almost said that. I was just thinking about that.
I hate the 80s and I hate Vice City.
I think it's my favorite Grand Theft Auto.
Nope. You're wrong.
You hush.
San Andreas. It's my favorite.
4.
Oh, gosh.
4. And he's talking about competition.
Whatever.
What else? You guys, can you think of any like more recent games? Matt, obviously you said Red Dead.
Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Island is very good. Yeah.
No, I just threw that out there. I don't even know.
Yoshi's Island is good.
I don't remember.
I think we've exhausted this topic.
How about Rock Band?
Rock Band.
Oh god.
Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah, Beatles Rock Band. What
Green
a great
Day
soundtrack.
Rock Band.
How did they come up
band
with
Hero.
All those songs in those games, in those Rock Band games? Where did they come
from? Lego Rock Band, because it has the Ghostbusters theme.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's got Vampire Weekend.
And the Final Countdown.
And Kung Fu Fighting!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh!
Everybody loves Kung Fu
Why don't they put some Scott Pilgrim songs on Rock Band?
It's a good question. Matt, have you messed with like the Create Your Song for Rock Band at all?
No, because you can't really mess with it. You have to buy like hundreds of dollars worth of software first.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hmm.
But okay. If anybody out there can do that and wants to do that for some of my songs, who wants to get the Gamer Grubbers theme song on Rock Band?
I know someone, but now that you've said that it's hundreds of dollars, maybe I shouldn't say who.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'll
hook you up.
Do you think they could do the... It's not you, right?
I have access to it.
Are you the one who's going to do it?
No.
Okay. So, do you think they could do the Gamer Grubbers theme song on Rock Band?
Maybe.
If I do a good quality version of it?
I'll ask them.
Okay. This is exciting news. You're hearing breaking news on this podcast live.
He's freaking out a little bit.
Anyway, what else?
I don't know. I think we've exhausted it.
Yeah.
I think we can stick a fork in this pie.
Like Moondancer.
Mm.
Right.
Emails! Emails! Oh, wait, there aren't any.
Aw.
You failed us.
Come on, guys.
Break my heart. And throw it on the ground.
All right.
You.
So I think we're gonna finish. Me. Alex, did you wanna update on your Australian girlfriend?
So, I don't think she likes me.
Oh, no.
Ah,
c'est la vie.
You didn't go to a place down under?
I couldn't get down under, unfortunately. Couldn't see her bush.
Oh, didn't make it out to the bush. Didn't hop in her pouch.
Nope. Couldn't have a kangaroo come out of that marsupial pouch.
Oh. Wait, that's not right.
That's terrible.
No, you don't want anything coming out of that marsupial pouch.
No, it's going to be fucking freaky.
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, right, unfortunately, she's probably not listening to this podcast, so...
That's a good thing.
Probably a good thing.
Is it?
I don't think she knows I'm involved with the podcast, which is a great thing.
Hmm.
but, no. I don't know what happened, actually. I think, well, you know, I asked her out to dinner, and she didn't respond back, and I asked her again, and she didn't respond back, and so...
Yeah, that's pretty good sign.
That's pretty much
pretty
it.
Good sign that she wants you. You gotta get over there and get some.
She's playing hard to get.
Use the famous Matt Kimball method, which is also the rhythm method.
I thought it was called the rape. I thought it was called rape.
Yeah, that's the rhythm. that's the way my rhythm works.
You rape give, is her, not you give funny, her a kids. Forget me not.
Yeah. Forget me now.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible advice.
It's a magician's secret. No,
the rhythm method. Rhythm stands for rape her, you tall human man.
Yes.
Is that what it is? That's horrible.
That's what it stands for.
I'm genuinely appalled by that.
Alex, I'm genuinely impressed by that. I think that's hilarious.
I thought the rhythm method had something to do with how you did it.
It's a way to not get a girl pregnant.
No, the real rhythm method is genuinely how you do it.
Yeah, you do it in the back door.
I just made it up. I made up.
So wait.
Rhythm, the acronym, is made up on the spot by me.
No.
Do you... Oh, that was very good.
Here's the rhythm method, guys.
Do you do it to, like, the Gypsy Kings or something?
No. You throw on Two Princes, You know what song I'm talking about. Two Princes by... Fuck. I can't remember. It was going to be a funny joke.
Oh.
Who the fuck sings Two Princes?
Fail.
Nick, if you're listening to this, which I know you are, you'll be really disappointed in me right now.
Just fucking Wikipedia it right now.
I can't do it.
All right.
It's over.
We're going to
But you know, I,
want,
you know I was thinking I could try serenading her with like the Mega Man 2 theme song.
Mm-hmm. Just hold up a big boombox outside her window.
Play Airman's theme.
Yeah. That'll get her for sure.
Oh my god. That would be great. Oh,
we're gonna go, guys.
I wanna fucking bone
her. If you wanna contact us, go to our forums. You can either type in tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It'll both take you to the same place, and, you know, it's where we hang out, it's where we live. Our lives go on there. We talk to
people. Fuck that, send emails.
Emails! Yeah. So emails you can do, wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Does anybody even listen to this fucking shit?
For real, guys, come on. We only have, like, 71 people on Facebook. I know more than 71 people in the world have Facebook. So find us there. Zelda Working Title Podcast, and click the like button. Maybe even click it like 5 more times, just in case. Twitter, you can look at Zelda WT Podcast, and then rate us on iTunes. Give us 1 billion stars, because we're awesome, and we deserve it. Hey, Matt.
What?
Oh, did you want to play some Scott Pilgrim? I think you should.
No.
That's too bad. All right, well, go listen to Scott Pilgrim anyways, because it has an awesome soundtrack. All right, guys, we're going to see you later. Send us emails about soundtracks, other stuff, fan art, whatever. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Matt. Goodbye, guys.
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Wait, that's gay. No. Bye.
I'll take you for a ride on my garbage truck. Oh no, take you to the dump. Cause you're my queen. Take you uptown. Show you the sights, no one around. I'm a garbage truck. Yeah.